The maritime industry in Washington State is worth $30 billion. That's translated to over 148,000 jobs in 2012. Seattle and Tacoma's ports are a critical part of that industry. They're also competitors. The historic rivalry between Seattle and Tacoma has kept the two ports from cooperating in the past. While the ports have embarked on joint marketing and security ventures, they are often vying for the same shipping business. Will that change? Should it change? Steve Dunphy covers business and economics at Crosscut. Steve Dunphy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You know, this historic rivalry, it's gone back to when the railroads first came. Should we expect them to act any differently as competing entities?
I wouldn't think so. I talked with several of the new commissioners, and they've all seemed to say that the need to cooperate more with Tacoma is there, but the idea of actual merging and putting the two together is just not on the table.
What the ports are doing right now has kept that rivalry alive and well. What happened recently that has sort of made it even more of a rivalry?
Well, I think last year sometime, what's called the Grand Alliance, a combination of shipping companies, moved their operations from the Port of Seattle to the Port of Tacoma, and the results of the container traffic so far is that Tacoma's up about 20% and Seattle's down about 19%. So you can see the movement and the way that those things affect the business.
They both are doing pretty well, but Seattle still puts a lot more containers on the road or onto ships, right?
No, the Tacoma has been slightly ahead of Seattle in total number of containers for the past couple of years, yeah.
No, I thought Seattle had still had some edge in that, but no.
No.
Well, what would they gain if they were not in competition?
Well, I think that's a good question. The competition certainly affects prices that they both can charge. I mean, they're both competing with each other, so it tends to drive the price down for the shipping companies, and that's a benefit for the companies. If that competition weren't there, the ports, one of the ports or the combination port might be able to raise its rates somewhat, for the shipping companies. But that's remains to be seen.
Steve Dunphy, how do the companies that are shipping in and out of Seattle see these two separate entities?
Well, from what I understand from my travels in Asia earlier, that the shipping companies and the people in Asia don't really think about it as the Port of Seattle, Port of Tacoma. They think about it as Puget Sound, and that it's an hour a day shorter shipping from Asia to the United States, that there's our railroads here and railheads here that get you to Chicago. So they don't really see it as the two ports. You could call it the Port of Puyallup and the Port of Ballard, and I don't think they would care that much.
In BC, there's talk of a new port that's going to be shipping straight into the Midwest. Vancouver has its ports. Do those two ports cooperate, or will they be competing?
Well, Canada is an interesting phenomenon. The other port you're referring to is at Prince Rupert, up the coast a little bit from Vancouver, and it's been operating about a year or so. And this past year, it had about 500,000 containers move through it. But in Canada, both the ports, the provincial government, and the federal government all are sort of on the same page in terms of trying to promote the movement of goods through the ports across the Trans-Canada Railroad, and they have access to Chicago, where most of the endpoint is for Seattle goods and services. So, they work together.
You know, people in the legislature have been looking at this issue. What are legislators telling these two government entities they think should happen?
Well, I haven't heard of anything directly in the last legislature or anything on the books for the current one. I think it will take the legislature to make the two ports talk more about merger. I don't think they will do it on their own.
Do they need to merge in order to stay viable?
Well, there's several things that work here. Tacoma and Pierce County have the advantage in terms of cargo because they've got land. They've got lots of land around the port. They've got the They got the railhead on the port dock. They'd like to get Highway 167 finished so they can have a little bit better freight mobility. And Seattle, on the other hand, you have to remember that the port is a small part of the overall port of Seattle. The airport is really the largest part of the port of Seattle by a factor of three. I think last year the financial reports from the port showed the airport had about $380 million in income revenue, and the seaport had about $100 million in revenue. So you can see the size of the two. The two are very... The airport is so much more important than the port in terms of the overall operation of the Port of Seattle.
That's pretty interesting. So in terms of the changes, the widening of the Panama Canal, companies looking for ways to get their goods to more populated areas, SeaTac may be a way forward for just revenue for Seattle?
Well, as the SeaTac and the port are doing pretty well. The airport had about 33 million passengers last year. The international traffic, which is a good sort of marker for the airport, is increasing. Delta Airlines increasingly wants to make the port an Asia hub. Alaska Airlines is a huge part of the airport, and generally they do pretty well out there. They've got a couple of things they need to do to spruce it up and make it more of a global operation, a world class operation. But generally the airport's working pretty well.
Steve Dunphy, I appreciate you talking to us.
Okay.
Steve Dunphy writes about business, the economy, for Crosscut.